Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to One Verse Prayer Ministry with Associate Pastors Fanny Reed and Lily B of the Zion Hill Church family in Pineville, Louisiana, where the senior pastor is Dr. Joshua Jordan. You may have heard it said, an apple a day keeps the doctors away. But I say a scripture a day keeps the devil away. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Minister Reed, and this morning we are going to talk about prosperity. Amen? And the scripture we are using this morning is 2 John and 3, where the Lord tells us in his word what he wants for his people. Amen? He says, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prosper. You know, God said in his word, he said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall stand forever. He said, he not the God to lie, neither the son of man that he need to repent. So he told us right here, beloved, I wish above all things. Not some things, it say all things, that thou mayest prosper, be in health, even as thy soul prosper. Amen? If you want to know one of the promises of God, that's one. He told us that, but you know what? A lot of people do not believe that. But if God says it, I believe it. He said in his word, I said it, that said it, I said it, and that settles it. So if it's settled by God, it's all right with me. Amen? So we got to learn about prosperity for ourselves. My pastor tells us all the time, it's what you know. A lot of us is not aware that we're supposed to prosper. I don't care what's happening around us. I don't care what's going on around us. I don't care what anybody else says. God said, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prosper. I take him at his word. I don't know about nobody else. The word of God said, work out your own soul salvation with fear and trembling. My mama used to tell me when she was living, and I thank God for my mother. She used to say, every tub set on its own bottom. We are responsible for ourselves. So in order to know what God said about prosperity, pick up your Bible and read. He says, study and show yourself approved, a workman rightly dividing the word of truth. When we go to do everything else, it's a process. Everything is a process. We was in school and we got ready to take a test, but before that test came, we studied. Not only did we study our notes, we talked about it. We reviewed it. We went over it. So when time to take the test, we should ace that test. If we studied, if we paid attention, if we obeyed. That's what God said. We willing and obedient, we eat the good of the land. Everything is a process. It's nothing just hop up all of a sudden. Everything is a process. Amen? So even with the Lord, you won't find out about prosperity, where you are, where you're supposed to go, what you're supposed to have. Study the word. Prosperity is God's will for his people. Prosperous living is the desire of God's heart for his children. Amen? The prosperity message is not carnal. It's not fleshy. It's not propaganda. It's not for those who are lovers of money. He said prosperity is for his children. He just told us, beloved, I wish above all things that you'll prosper and be in health, even as our souls are prospering. Amen? You know, when we prosper, it gives God a pleasure out of our prosperity. It makes him happy when he sees us prospering. Amen? And God wants his children to prosper. Are you a servant of God? You're supposed to be prospering. That's what the word say. I didn't say it. I just believe it. God wants us to prosper. He gets pleasure out the prosperity of his servant. He wants us to be blessed. He wants us to have the best. That's what he told me. Amen? According to this verse, it will please God to see you prosper. Amen? God delights in our prosperity because he wants the well-being of his servants. Amen? He wants us to be healthy and wealthy and all that good stuff. Amen? What does the first part of the verse tell you to do? You know what? He already told us what he wants to have. And like the song say in the scripture too, don't wait till the battle's over, shout now. We already know we got the victory. God said it, that's something. So we need to start thinking it, praising it, study, read, and shout the victory. Because we already got it. That's why he said we walk by faith and not by sight. Amen? So don't wait. Start shouting it and thanking him. Lord, I thank you that my bills are paid. Lord, I thank you that I'm debt free. Lord, I thank you that my body is healed. Just getting to thank him and praise him for your well-being. Amen? He says shout for joy. That's at the last part of the scripture. He says shout. Shout for joy and gladness. We got to get up and show God we believe him. When you get to shouting and stuff, most of us, we believe God. Some of us just do it because we like the way the music sound. That's a tree with no fruit. If you're shouting and giving God the glory for your blessing that you don't see yet, you believe God. Amen? Praise God. In Psalms 35 and 27, it says, may those who delight in my vindication shout for joy and gladness. May they always say, the Lord be exalted. Who delights in the well-being of his servants? It is in the word. I wasn't just saying that. That's in Psalms 35 and verse 27. Read whole Psalm 35. But it tells you, in verse 27, may those who delight in my vindication shout for joy and gladness. May they always say, the Lord be exalted, who delights in the well-being of his servant. Amen. You know that's good stuff. That's good. And then in Proverbs 10 and 22, it says, the blessing of the Lord brings wealth and add no trouble to it. That's word. I didn't make it up. He add no trouble to it. He watch our backs for safety, our welfare, our health, prosperity, peace, rest. All that's part of prosperity. If you're going to bed at night and you can't sleep and you got to take a pill, something wrong. I'm just keeping it real. God said he wants us to rest. When that's part of your prosperity package, resting. Amen? Our health, that's part of our prosperity package. Praise God. He says it in Proverbs 10 and 22. The blessing of the Lord brings wealth and add no trouble to it. That's what he said in his word. I take him at his word. Because he said he not the God to lie, neither the son of man that he need to repent. He said it. That sells it. It's good enough for me. Amen? In Ecclesiastes 5 and 19. He says, furthermore, God has given riches and wealth to every man, and he has enabled him to enjoy them, to accept this lot and to rejoice in his labor. This is a gift from God. It's in your Bible, Ecclesiastes 5 and 19. That's what God wants us to do. He wants us to have riches and wealth, every man. And he wants us to enjoy them. You know, that's good stuff. There's a lot of people not aware of that, but that's what he said in his word. When we study and show ourselves approved, we'll find all this stuff. It's right here in this word. He wants us to have all these good things. Amen? Not only that, he wants us to shout for joy. He said prosperity is shalom. It means and includes safety, welfare, health, prosperity, peace, and rest. That's what God's definition of prosperity is. Let me say it again. Safety, welfare, health, prosperity, peace, and rest. That's what he said. That's what prosperity means. And in Ecclesiastes 5 and 19, it's talking about the same thing again. Furthermore, God has given riches and wealth to every man, and he has enabled us to enjoy them, to accept his lot, and to rejoice in his labor. This is a gift from God. You know, that's good stuff. You know, sometimes people make it seem like once you give your life to Christ and you start living saved, it's dull and boring and we have no fun and all that, but that's not true. That's not true. That's a lie from the devil. He is the father of lies, the beginning of the lie. He don't know nothing but lies. He don't know no truth. He's accused of the brethren day and night. He's always lying. God said he came to encourage and not discourage. If we not discouraged, God don't have anything to do with that. He came to encourage. Amen? He which above all things that we prosper and be in health, even as our souls shall prosper. Isaiah 48 and 17 says, this is what the Lord says. I am the Lord your God who teaches you what is best for you, who directs you in the way you should go. Isaiah 48 and 17. If we are studying the word, we will find that. We'll find out what's in the word. We'll know what to look for. We'll know what to expect. He said in Isaiah 48 and 17, he will teach us. Amen? He will direct us and show us the way to go. You know, a lot of times we're going through in life because he said in this life we shall have trials and tribulation. But our trials and tribulation come to bless us, not destroy us. If we are reading and studying this word, we're going to know he can give us directions, guidings, teach us which way to go, what to do, where to turn, to the left or to the right. He said in this word, he prepared our way for us even before we get there. He made the crooked place straight. Everything God got, everything we need, God already got. We just got to turn to him. We got to trust in him. He said, put your trust in no man because man will fail you. Trust God. Read and study your word, people. So you'll know what you have to have, what you have. You don't have to live in poverty all your life. We don't have to be without all our life. Because God said he wants the best for his children. We just finished reading it. We just finished talking about it. In John 10 and 10, he said he come to give us life. And life more abundant. More. You know, that's good. He come to give us life and life more. More abundant. And a lot of people think it's wrong to have two cars, two houses.